And so if people can settle themselves into whatever meditation posture is comfortable. So closing the eyes and sitting with a fairly straight back. It doesn't have to be too straight, just straight enough. I want to give a focus to breath meditation. Some people have probably practiced the Mahasi technique before, the noting, rising and falling. In the Thai forest tradition, it's a very similar method, but we usually use the word buddho. So instead of saying rising as the abdomen expands, we say but, and as the abdomen contracts, we say to. I'm going to talk a little bit about this word buddho. At first it seemed a little bit unusual for myself, a bit strange. But now I really love it because it's rich with meanings, many levels of meaning. And the more you meditate with buddho, the more that meaning becomes apparent to you. And the more that the qualities that it represents become a refuge. So the Buddha, as we know, was the one who knew with mindfulness and wisdom ultimate truth. So buddho is an affirmation for mindfulness, for wisdom. It's synonymous with those things. So when we're applying this parikama, it's called in Pali, or mantra in Sanskrit. When we're using this, setting the intention to be mindful. So with breath meditation, we're going to be mindful of the physical feeling. So you're aware of the physical feeling of the breath as it comes through the nose, down into the chest and into the abdomen, and then out from the abdomen, the chest and the nose. I think at first actually we're going to do a little bit of counting and then we'll come back to buddho. Because most people have come from a fairly busy week, I expect. And there's probably quite a bit of thinking, which is normal. So one of the ways that we use, the reasons that we use mental noting is to actually give that part of the mind that thinks a task to do, which helps to restrain it from thinking about other things. So as the breath comes in the body, you mentally note one at the nose, two as it passes through the chest, and three as it passes into the abdomen. Breathing in, one, two, three. And then as you're breathing out, you note from the abdomen three, out the chest two, and out the nose one. It's very simple, but your intention is to be mindfully aware of the feeling of the breath in each moment as it comes in and as it leaves. Breathing in, mentally noting one, two, three, and breathing out, noting three, two, one. And just do like that for a few minutes. Setting the intention to be mindfully aware of just that much, just the physical feeling. With the various thoughts that come into your mind, it's important not to get tense about this or too controlling. We just have to understand we've been doing a lot of thinking, so it's normal that there's going to be thinking. We just try to gently pull the awareness away from that and gently place it on the physical feeling of the breath instead. Now we're practicing mindfulness of breathing. Breathing in, 1, 2, 3. Breathing out, 3, 2, 1. Just aware of that feeling of the breath in the present moment, coming in at the nose, into the chest, into the abdomen, and out from the abdomen, the chest and the nose. To ask you now just to observe. Different people's minds are different, so I want you to observe, is there a place that you can feel the breath more clearly? For some people it's at the nose area, some people it's in the chest area, other people it's in the abdomen area. I'm just asking you to notice, where can you feel the breath most distinctly? General, if there is a lot of thinking, I would encourage people to still try to feel the entire breath, the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. We give the mind something to do. We give it a lot of work to do, a large field of reference, a large space. But if you find it seems easier to watch the breath in one of those places, it's okay to do that as well. So you can choose. You're either going to observe it at the nose, chest and abdomen, the entire in-breath, abdomen, chest and nose, entire out-breath, that's fine. Or you can know it at the nose area, chest area or abdomen area. If you choose one of those smaller areas, more refined spaces, we still have the intention to be aware of the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. So what you'll notice is there's different feelings in that area, at the beginning of the in-breath, the middle of the in-breath, the end of the in-breath. So you notice all of those changes, and then you're mindful of the space in between, and then you're mindful of the feelings in that part. At the beginning of the out-breath, the middle of the out-breath, and the end of the out-breath. And so now we can come back to Buddho. Same meditation, same objective, just changing the mental noting word. Breathing in, Bud. Breathing out, Do. Mindfully knowing. Aware of the feeling of the breath in the present moment. breathing in, put, breathing out, do. With regards to our attitude when we practice this meditation, we have to be quite determined and we also have to be patient. So this is a subtle, sophisticated, a little bit difficult. So we're determined in a gentle way to be with that breath. Determined in a gentle way to pull away from those thoughts. Past is gone. Future hasn't come. Breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. Mindfulness means awareness. And we're using this word butto to help us to be aware. We're kind of directing our awareness. Being aware of the physical feelings, the feeling of breathing. Breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. If the mind's very sleepy, you can breathe in deeply a few times. Or if there's a lot of thinking, you can put some emphasis on the out-breath, like breathing out, letting go, putting it down. Breathing out with some firmness. Breathing in, put. And breathing out, do. encourage yourself and just affirm what we're doing here. You can just say to yourself, you don't have to think about anything else now. I'm giving yourself a break. How wonderful. You don't have to think about anyone else or anything else or any place else. I'm giving yourself a gift, allowing yourself to relax and be here now with nothing else to think about. How wonderful. So with that attitude of giving yourself a gift, giving yourself an opportunity, giving yourself a break, and gently encouraging yourself to be with that breath. Recharge the mind. The mind's probably quite tired. I'm breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. Mindfully aware of the feeling of the in breath. And mindfully aware of the feeling of the out breath. So while still being mindful of the breath, I'm just going to read a couple of short paragraphs about Butoh, things that Ajahn Chah said. Meditating, reciting Butoh, Butoh until it penetrates deep into the heart of your consciousness. The word Buddha represents the awareness and wisdom of the Buddha. In practice, you must depend on this word more than anything else. The awareness it brings will lead you to understand the truth about your own mind. It is a true refuge, which means that there is both mindfulness and insight present. So sati or mindfulness depends on the presence of Buddha, the knowing. It must be clear knowing, which leads to the mind becoming brighter and more radiant. The illuminating effect that this clear knowing has on the mind is similar to the brightening of a light in a darkened room. As long as the room is pitch black, any objects placed inside remain difficult to distinguish or else completely obscured from view because of the lack of light. But as you begin intensifying the brightness of the light inside, it will penetrate throughout the whole room, enabling you to see more clearly from moment to moment, thus allowing you to know more and more the details of any object inside. So Ajahn Chah is telling us that this word Buddha, this meditation, can become a true refuge, that we use it to train in mindfulness and clear comprehension. We use the word Buddha to let go of things, unnecessary thoughts, obsessions, worries. We use it to be in the body in the present moment. And we use it to train in this awareness, which is already there. We're just clarifying that awareness. And so just continuing with our meditation. Aware of the in-breath, but aware of the out-breath, do. I'm just going to do 5 more minutes of breath meditation and then we'll do some metta meditation. The in-breath, but aware of the out-breath, do. actually this meditation method is not difficult to understand. Very simple method. And in terms of concepts, not difficult to understand how it works as a process. And yet, somehow it seems difficult. And the reason it seems difficult is because we haven't trained our mindfulness. So when we, in our daily life, lots of things to attend to, and modern people more and more distracted. So the mind has a very busy and restless energy. That's its usual state these days. That's normal. No judgment, we're just understanding it. And then when the mind is very tired, running around all the time, then sometimes it just feels very sleepy and very tired. So the difficulty that we experience is that we've actually, in a way, we've been training the mind to be aware of many, many, many different objects all the time. And in doing that, the awareness is diffused, it's scattered. And so in training awareness to be with just one thing for a longer period of time seems difficult. And that's okay. But there are many benefits to training the mind in this new way. And there are some scary consequences if we don't. It's actually very important that we do. But one thing I've discovered in my own practice is that metta, loving kindness, can be very helpful in the process. So it's really important that we get in touch with this good intention that we have towards ourselves, firstly. And the whole reason that we're here is that we wish ourselves well. And we find that if we wish ourselves well and if we take care of ourselves properly, then we actually take care of the rest of our life better as well. So it's this setting this intention in the very core of our being, of our experience, that you wish yourself well. And we can do this in conjunction with the breath. We do this with the breath as well. So I'm going to lead just a small loving kindness meditation now as you breathe in, still aware of the breath, but this time you're wishing yourself well. So as you breathe in, you're wishing yourself well, breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. And you can praise yourself a little bit. We all need a little pat on the back. You say, well done, here you are, you're trying really hard, that's wonderful. Very good. Pat yourself on the back, very good. And then wishing yourself success, wishing yourself happiness, wishing yourself well, breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. So when you do this loving kindness meditation, this metta, we're intending to give rise to a feeling of a quality of love, a particular type of love, a pure love. It's not a romantic love. It's not a attached kind of a love. It's goodwill, unconditional love. So we all have the capacity to generate this, and it's very powerful, very purifying, very healing, very wonderful that we have this capacity to do this. And breathing in, generating that kind of goodwill and just holding it in the heart area. Breathing in, may I be well. Just allowing that warmth to be in that heart area. And breathing out, may I be happy. So you're going to need quite a bit of this energy through this retreat, during those difficult moments, to remind yourself that you're here because you wish yourself well and you wish the other people around you well and you want to take care of yourself and you want to take care of your life. So you've come here to develop some clarity and some wisdom some loving kindness, this is really wonderful. And so you have to nourish your effort. Because if we're doing this breath meditation and we're just thinking and thinking and then we judge ourselves, I can't meditate, or this is too hard, or I don't like this retreat, and then it all gets kind of depressing. But if you notice when it's getting difficult, you say, okay, well, I'll just radiate loving kindness to myself. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And then it all seems quite a bit more bearable. And so we rely on this quality as well. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And with metta, we have a quality of acceptance, non-judgmental acceptance. So whatever it is, whatever state of mind you've arrived at this retreat in, it's okay. We're just allowing it to be as it is, aware of it and allowing it. And nobody starts off enlightened. Wisdom is actually born from delusion. Purity is born from a lack of purity. It's like that lotus in the mud, growing, and then it gets above that waterline and it blossoms far from the mud. But in the beginning we have to work with that mud, we have to make it fertilizer, grow a lotus. Whatever it is, just understanding this is normal, this is a kind of thing that unenlightened beings experience, nothing more normal, nothing more ordinary. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And just do that for 5 minutes. I'll let you know. Breathing in, still aware of that in-breath as it comes in. May I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. to encourage you now to spread your loving kindness to everyone in this room if you can. So in the in-breath, you generate this loving kindness in your heart area, breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may everybody in this room, this small hall, may they be well. So this is another thing we're going to need to depend upon in these next few days, our goodwill towards each other. It might be the case that somebody eats noisily or eats messy or drops things and we might get irritated, or maybe somebody snores, keeps us from sleeping, and we need to be able to be forgiving each other and practicing loving kindness in those moments. May I be well, may I be well, may I be well. And we just remember that everybody came for the same reason. Everybody wants to be a little bit more peaceful, have a little more clarity, a little more awareness, a little less suffering. And that's a really beautiful intention, really wonderful that everybody has this intention. And so we wish them success. May everybody who's come have some peaceful meditations, develop some wisdom, develop some beautiful qualities, and may they be able to leave this retreat enriched and blessed. So breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may everybody here, may they be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may everybody in the room, may they be happy. May they maintain well-being. Breathing in, may I maintain well-being. And breathing out, may everybody here maintain well-being. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may everybody here be happy. Just a few more minutes of this. So we've almost concluded our first session of meditation. Just in this last minute, I'd like to suggest that you recollect that what you did produced some good karma. We've all made some merit. And then I suggest that you dedicate that merit to everybody here. In this first session of meditation, we dedicate the merit to all of those people who've come to this retreat. May we all be well, may we all be happy, and may this merit support us in this process. May there be a minimum of obstacles, a maximum of supportive influences. May I be well, may everybody here be well, and I dedicate the merit of my practice to each one here, that we may all grow in mindfulness and wisdom, loving kindness together.